Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha is a very joyous parsha. The Rebbe Ayatz, Chusei Agon Aleinu, used to say that Bereishis starts off joyous, but it ends very sad, and a lot of it is sad, as we spoke in previous weeks. Noach starts off sad, continues very sad, and ends happy with Avraham Avinu. But Lech Lecha is entirely joyous from beginning to end. We live with Avraham Avinu, we live with the Avos, Mogen Avraham. Rabbunim of Pshischa, they say, said that a person has to learn these parashiyos like we harava in a Tosfos. You have to toil to try to understand every detail of the parasha, Maisa Avosim and Labonim, as the Ramban brings down in this week's parasha. It's based on a medrash. Whatever happens to the Avos later on happens to the children, to the grandchildren, to the descendants, especially Avinu Harishon, our first patriarch, Avraham Avinu, who paved the way for Klal Yisrael Atsoif Kol Hadoiris. And his beginning was not Mitzad HaKedusha. He was not born a tzaddik. He was not born a tamim. The Torah does not introduce us when it talks to us about Avraham Avinu as being a tzaddik tamim, as it does by Noach. Because Avraham's past was not like Noach. Noach was born into a family of tzaddikim. Noach, it doesn't say, ever worshipped idols. Noach was always great. He was a tzaddik tamim, and he didn't really have to deal with nisyonos, and he was a tzaddik in his own surroundings, as we spoke previously, that he didn't go out to the people. Avraham, on the other hand, miyitein tohor mitamei, as the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, his beginnings, his background was not tohor, was not good, was not mitzad HaKedusha at all. His father was an idol worshipper. He was born from a union, from a union that was tameh, as the Medrash said. He was a ben nida. He himself was an idol worshipper, according to some, until he was 48. According to some, 3. The Rambam says 40. And yet he transformed himself as the first Yehudi, as the first Jew, who we all come from, who we all learn from. And this is the beginning of what the Gemara refers to as Shnei Alofim Torah. The world was created to last 6,000 years, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. The first two parashiyos, Bereishis, Noach, are the 2,000 years known as Tohu, emptiness. Now starts the Shnei Alofim Torah. Avraham Avinu, at the age of 52, which was the year 2000, because he was born in 1948, began learning Torah, teaching Torah, whatever Torah meant at that time. The Gemara says that he was a zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva, and the Mishnah in Kedushin says also kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. The pasuk actually says Eikev asher shama Avraham b'koyli v'yishma mishmarti mitzvois haichu koysai v'soy roysai. That started at age 52, which is the year 2000, which is when Shnei Alofim Torah begin. So Lech Lecha is the Olam HaTikun. Bereishis Noach, those two parashiyos are Tohu. In those two parashiyos, mankind falls, sins. Adam is not Mesakein his Chet. Kayin is not Mesakein his Chet. Enosh is not Mesakein his Chet. And the Dor HaFlog, there's a Dor HaMabul, there's a Dor HaFlog. Avraham Avinu begins what's known as the Olam HaTikun. Avraham Avinu begins rectifying the misdeeds of the past. We find that Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, which according to one opinion was a grape, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Noach, after coming out of the Teva, drank from Yayin, which is from grapes, and he becomes drunk, and as a result, Chum is cursed, as we read in the previous parasha. They weren't able to deal with Yayin. Avraham Avinu, however, it says, when he comes back from the Mulchama of the Melachim, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem Voyoyin, Behu Chayin Lekel Elyoin. Avraham Avinu does not fall as a result of Yayin like Adam and Noach, because Avraham Avinu begins the Tikkun, the Olam HaTikkun, the Shnei Alofim Torah, And as we see in the parasha, that Avraham Avinu was traveling southward. Holoich v'nosoya hanegba. The Divrei Yisrael from the Majid says, hanegba, why was he going south? Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chofei, haroitza lahachkim yadrim. Person wants to become a chacham, and chacham means in Torah, obviously. He should go south. Menoira bedoraim, shulchan betzofoin. Haroitza lahashir yatspin. Someone who wants to be rich should go north, because the shulchan was on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was on the south side. So the south, doraim, that's chochma, that's yamin, that's the right, as opposed to the north is the left, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzofain v'yamin, atov arosam, north is left, south is right. Because when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, the north is on the left side, and the right is on the south side. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is going right. Avraham Avinu is the Bechina of Yemin. Avraham is Chesed. Until Avraham Avinu, Charoin Af Shel Mokoyim, as we mentioned last week, the last Rashi in Parashas Noach, the Nun Hafuch, Habayomos Terach Bechoron, Ad Avraham, Charoin Af Shel Mokoyim. Until Avraham, there's Midas Hadim. There was a Mabul. There was a tsunami, as the Medrash says, even before the Mabul, that the Mayu Kayonis flooded a third of the world, Bizman Dar Enosh. There was a dispersion. There were other Einshim. There were curses in Parshas Bereshis to Adam and to Chava and to the Nachash, and later to Kayin and to the earth and to Cham. From Avraham starts Chesed. Avraham brings Chesed into the world. That's his midah. Avraham is on the right. The right is Chesed. L'cha Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura. Gedula is Yamin. That's Avraham Avinu. Smoil is Midas Hadim. So Avraham Avinu was traveling southward. Yamin. It says the Divrei Yisrael, that's Torah. He was traveling in Holoich v'nosoya hanegba. He's growing more and more in Torah. Negba, with the miloy of the Isis, is begematria Torah. So Avraham Avinu begins the Shnei Alofim Torah. So this parsha is sort of the beginning of Chumash, really, for us, because Bereshis Noach is connected to the entire world. In Noach, we read last week, all the Ayin Umos who come from Adam and Noach and Sheis. Our beginning is here in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Oin Goyim, Avraham becomes here Avraham. Avraham enters into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bris Ha'oretz, the bris Bein HaBesorim, bris Mila, the first mitzvah ever given to a Jew, which was the eighth mitzvah, because there were seven mitzvahs prior. Last week we read about Avi Menachai, which was mitzvah number seven. Here comes mitzvah number eight, given to the first Jew, who connects with the number eight, as we'll soon go into a little bit. So this is a very, very joyous parasha. We're out of that depression, if one wants to call it, although Torah, of course, never makes a person depressed. Chas v'shalom, pikudei Hashem, yeshorim, mesamchei lev, every pasuk of Chumash, even in Bereshis and Noach. But there's a certain feeling when you learn Bereshis and Noach, you can't help it. You feel sad for the tragic occurrences that you read in parashas Bereshis and Noach. But in Lech Lecha, it's Avraham Avinu from beginning to end. And of course, it continues and even gets greater as we read Parshas Vayera. The Lech Lecha Vayera is Begematria Avraham Avinu, because these two parshas are the parshas of Avraham Avinu, Avinu Harishon, Echad Hoya Avraham, Avraham Ivri. The Pritzadik from Reb Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin asks a question, and he basically is a Zayar HaKadosh. He asks, why does the Torah say, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha, me'artzecha? It should say, tsei me'artzecha. Go out from your land. You find many times, tsei, last week, tsei min ha'teva. Hashem didn't tell Noach, lech lecha min ha'teva. Tsei min ha'teva, go out. Go out from your land. In fact, afterwards it says that. It says, Vayetzu'u l'oleches, b'tseisoi me'choron. Last week we read, Vayetzu'u itam. So why does it say lech lecha and not tsei? Lech lecha means go. Tsei means go out. So it's a stronger expression to say go out. Hashem wanted Avram to leave Artzecha, Meilatetecha, Mibes Avicha. He wanted to leave his past. So why did the Torah say tsei? Basically, he says that Avram Avinu already went out. He left already. That we learned at the end of Parshas Noach, that Avram went with Terach. They left Ur Kasdim. They came to Haran. So Avram Avinu went out already, although he didn't leave Haran yet, but he went out. This is more than going out. This is a new tzivui, lech lecha, which he quotes the Zayar as saying, lech lecha la'askona garmach la'askona darga dilach. Go and find out who you are, rectify yourself, work on yourself. This is a new tzivui, not just to go out from Chara, not just to leave Ur Kasdim, but this is lech, you're going someplace. So where is he going? So lech lecha. So Mefarshim again ask, like they ask, why does it say lech and not say, what's the lecha? Go to you? What does that mean, go to you? It should say lech, me'artzecha, go from your land. What's the lecha? So Rashi, of course, tackles this and says, lecha means lahana asecha uletoiv asecha. It's for your benefit. It's for your good. Lech lecha, for your good, for your benefit. That's the lecha. That's how Rashi learns. Clearly, there are other interpretations. We'll try to explain this a little differently, what the lecha is all about, why it says lech lecha and not lech. We are now in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And not only are we in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, we are in the week of Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Zayin Mar Cheshvan is a day that is mentioned in Mishnayos Tainis, that was the day when the Jew who lived the furthest from Yerushalayim came home after being Oyle Regel. It took 2 weeks until the Jew who lived the furthest by the Euphrates River, the Mishnah actually refers to this Jew as the Acharon Shebi Yisrael. That we don't say V'sein Talu Motor till Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. That's this Friday. They will begin saying Thursday night V'sein Talu Motor. Now they need rain right after Sukkot. So why do we wait till Zayin Cheshvan? Because there are still Jews that are traveling home. They didn't have in those days the kind of travel with comfort. And if it would be raining, it would be very uncomfortable. People would get soaked. There were no buses. There were no cars. There were no trains. There were no airplanes. They traveled by foot on dirt roads. So therefore, we don't ask for rain until Achron Shevi Yisrael is Magia L'Nahar Pras, which is incidentally, from here we learn a tremendous lesson in Avas Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael, if you need something, you're supposed to daven for it. That's the real mitzvah of tefillah, is when you need something, you have to be mevakesh, and rain was something which in Eretz Yisrael, that part of the world, is needed desperately. And they didn't ask for it, though. They didn't even want it, knowing that there might be just one Jew who, for him, it might be uncomfortable. For him, there's discomfort. So we wait till that one Jew gets home, and he's in his house, he's protected, and then we first ask for rain. That's Zayin Cheshvan. The Shach in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Mem Gimel, in Chayshin Mishpat, in the Halachas of Shtorois, Halvois, he says there that based on the Mechaber writes, that if you write a shtar and you put in it the words achar haregel, that one, let's say, is borrowing money till achar haregel, till after Yom Tov. So the Mechaber there talks about different lashonos of shtaros. So the Shach says that if you write achar haregel, you mean till 15 days after Yom Tov. Till 15 days after Yom Tov, it's still Yom Tov. Last week we mentioned an opinion, 12 days. So the Shach says it's still 15 days based on this Mishnah, because Zayin Cheshvan is 15 days after Sukkot. So if someone wrote a shtar that I'm lending you money till Achar HaRegel, it doesn't mean till the day after Yom Tov, it means till Zayin Cheshvan. Because Yom Tov extends till Zayin Cheshvan, it was still, in Eretz Yisrael, there was still the mood, was still a Yom Tov mood, because not everyone got home yet. It took 2 weeks till everyone that came to Yerushalayim first got home. So Sukkot extends till Zayin Cheshvan. And this week, that means this week, Zayin Cheshvan is Friday. So basically till Shabbos. But once it's Shabbos, that means till after Shabbos, because Shabbos after a Yom Tov is always connected to the Yom Tov. So that means until after the Shabbos, we're still in the Sukkot Tishrei. We're still under the effects of Tishrei and Sukkot until Zayin Cheshvan, which interestingly is, that means that the first plain day, if you want to call it plain, after so many days of Yom Tov and uniqueness, the Elul, Tishrei, is Ches Cheshvan, the eighth day. The eighth day of the eighth month. Because Cheshvan is the eighth month. It's the Chodesh HaShemini from Nisan. So the first day that we're out of the Sukkot Tishrei mode, it's no longer Regel, is Ches Cheshvan, which this year happens to be Shabbos. This Shabbos is Ches Cheshvan. So really, the first day that we could say that we're on our own is Tes Cheshvan this year, because it's Sunday, because Shabbos, the day after Shabbos is Tes. So this year, we complete Achah HaRegel on Friday, we go right into Shabbos, and then afterwards, back to normal. Meaning that this week that we're in now, although we're in Mar Cheshvan, and we're saying Tachanun already, even if you hold that the Yom Tov exists, extends till Zayin Cheshvan. But in a certain way, Sukkot is still with us, because we don't say, the fact that the Saint Talamotor is not set till Zayin Cheshvan, and today, of course, it's not really Negeya, because whoever came to Yerushalayim can get home in a few hours. It wasn't like in those days. Nevertheless, the halacha remains that we do not say the Saint Talamotor till Zayin Cheshvan. That means Beruchnias, Sukkot extends even today till Zayin Cheshvan. But L'cha'ayra, it doesn't really fit the parasha. Because Zayin Cheshvan means that's the day that the Jew that left Yerushalayim came home. That means we're going home, we're leaving Yerushalayim. We're going further away from the center. This week, we're learning how Avram is going to the center. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Avram is leaving Charan, Charoin Avshal Mokayim. Avram is leaving Ur Kasdim, and where's he going? He's going to Yerushalayim. Holoich v'nosoya ha-negba, the pasuk we mentioned before, says Rashi, he's going south. Where's he going? Says Rashi, he's going to Droima shel Eretz Yisrael, lahar ha-moiria, because that's where he ends up. That's the last Nisoyan, is on har ha-moiria, which is, of course, Yerushalayim, Mokam ha-mikdash. So Avram is traveling. Avram is being oiler regal, really. Avram is going to the Mokam HaMikdash. Eventually, that's where he lands. Eventually, that's where he ends up, on Har HaMoiria, where there Hashem also says to him, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem Alav, Lech Lecha. Which is the same phrase as the Medrash says, that equates the Nisoyan at the beginning of this week's parasha with the Nisoyan at the end of next week's parasha. Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoiria, V'Ha'aleihu Sham La'Oila. So how do we understand that on the one hand, we're now in the time when we are going away from Yerushalayim, and in time, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, that's what it was, and even today, we're leaving the Yom Tov mood, we're leaving Tishrei, we're going now into the plain, regular, average day, as we spoke in previous weeks, Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul. But on the other hand, we're leaning Parshas Lech Lecha, which talks about how Avram is going to Yerushalayim, he's going to the Makam HaMikdash, Lech Lecha, at the same time, how do we reconcile the two? And as we'll see, it's not a contradiction at all. In Parshas Noach, Mar Cheshvan is called the Chodesh HaSheni, because it's the second month from Tishrei, and before Nisan was designated as the first month, so Tishrei was the first month, and Mar Cheshvan was the Chodesh HaSheni. However, now it's the Chodesh HaShemini. From Nisan, it's the Chodesh HaShemini, and from Sheni to Shemini, there's a major difference. Sheni, the number, which is the number two, is division. That's why it does not say Toiv on the Yom Sheni. On the second day of creation, it did not say the word Toiv, Ayar Elohim Ki Toiv, because on that day, Machloikus was created, split. When you have two, it's possible there could be a divide. There's one, and then of course three, that you can reconcile the two distinct opinions. That's why Torah is three. The Torah is called Uri and Tulisoi, Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Klal Yisrael split into three, Koyhanim Nevi'im Yisraelim. Lech Lecha is the third parasha. This is the third parasha of Chumash, where Torah begins, Shnei Alafim Torah. So on the one hand, Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh HaSheni, because in this month, the Pirud begins. Misham Yiparet. In fact, as we spoke many times, what we learn in Sefer Melachim, that the split between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael occurred in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, as the Bnei Yisoscha brings from a Mendel of Rimanov, that's why there were Gezeiris in Mar Cheshvan, and we suffer from that division ad hayoim, from that pilug, from the, like we read in this week's parasha, Vayehi Riv Bein Roye Miknei Avram LeRoye Miknei Loit. There's a pilug Misham Nispalga, as we enter Chaydish Mar Cheshvan, we learn about the Dor HaFlaga, Ki B'yamav Niflaga HaOretz, when we're in Yerushalayim, when the Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, we're all one, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, Vayei Osev Kol Ish Yisrael, Chaveirim Ki Ish Echor, as the Pasuk says. We're united, but as we go out into the world, we leave Yerushalayim, so there's Pirud, Ish Tachas Gafnoi, V'Ish Tachas Te'inozoi. And that would be Chaydish HaSheni. It's the Chaydish that is associated with the number two, Sheni, which means Pilud. But on the other hand, especially today, it's referred to as the Chaydish HaShemini. And the number eight is a number associated with the future, with Mashiach, who is going to bring the world to the recognition that there's only one God. He will bring everything will be unified again. And Avraham Avinu was the first unifier. Avraham Avinu was the first one to bring to the world monotheism, to teach to the world that there's only one. There's no two, there's only one. And this we always read as we enter the Yerach Hashmini, the Chaydish Hashmini, which is also referred to as the Chaydish Hasheni. However, if you take a look at the word Sheni, and you look at the word Shmini, the difference is a Mem and a Yud. If you put a Mem and a Yud into the word Sheni, you get Shmini. What's Mem Yud? Mem Yud is me. What's me? Me means who? But me, and Svarim HaKadoshim talk a lot about this. You see this in Tanakh, many, many places. One of them is in the Haftarah of Parshas Vaeschanan, a very famous pasuk that Yeshaya HaNavi says, Su'u moroim einechem, uru'u mi bara eile. Who created all of this? Person is supposed to look up to the sky, Su'u moroim einechem, Rosh HaTevis Shema, which is what Avraham Avinu did, until they came to the recognition that this couldn't have happened by itself, and it has to be one, uru'u mi bara eile, which as the Zohar HaKadosh says, me together with eile, is Aleikim. Aleikim is a combination of Eile and me. Eile is plural. Eile, these, all of this. Who created this entire universe? Me, who? Me means something which is beyond our understanding. Mi chamaycha b'eilem Hashem. Mi chamaycha neder b'kodesh. Or as it says in those psukim there in the Haftarah in Vaeschanan, ve'el mi sedamiyuni ve'eshve. Who can you compare me to? Me, Mem Yud, is equal to 50. 50, we all know the letter Nun, which is the letter that Mar Cheshvan was created with. Mar Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Can either be the Nun Sharei Bina, the Nun Sharei Kedusha, or it could be the Nun Sharei Tumah. In this week's parasha, we find that two individuals who were related to each other, Avram and Lot, separated. Avram chooses to climb and to grow and to aspire to greatness, and Avraham Avinu reaches the highest levels, Bris Mila, Begematria, Nun Sharei Bina, Akedah, where he brings Yitzchak to the Akedah on the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Makom of Nun, the Makom of the Nun Sharei Kedusha, Nun Sharei Bina, and Light chooses Sedaim, Light chooses to go to the Nun Sharei Tumah. So Nun can go either way. When we leave Tishrei, we have a choice. Hashem, we enter Mar Cheshvan. We enter a plain month known as Yerach Bul, which Bul means to wither and to decompose, as we mentioned many times. We have a choice. Either we fall into the prey, we fall into the trap of the Satan who tries to bring us down into Yerach Bul, into Taivas Olam Hazeh, and that's where we remain, like Lot. Lot ended up choosing Sodom, and that's where he went. Or we rise to the occasion, and we realize that all the Gashmius is for us to transform into Ruchnius. The reason that Hashem gives in this world that which is physical and material is so that we should elevate it and make it spiritual. That's the Avodah of a Yid, which before Avraham Avinu did not exist. Adam never did that. Noach never did that. By Bnei Noach, Gashmius and Ruchnius are separate. A Yid, and that's the Koyach of Torah, with the Koyach of Torah, is able to connect, as we mentioned many times, Gashmius and Ruchnius. Yerach Bul, Hu HaChodesh HaShmini. Bul means something which rats and withers and doesn't last. Shmini is eternity, because Shmini is eight, and the number eight is the number associated with Olam Haba, Haba, Begematria, eight. In Avram's name, you have, after Avram was changed to Avraham, so you have in his new name, Hey Beis Aleph, which Hey Haba, Haba is eight, you have Mar and you have Haba, or Ram and Haba, which, in other words, Avram Avinu now is able to reach the number eight, he's able to touch eight, which Noach couldn't, Adam could not, Mesushelach could not, as great as they were, they didn't reach that yet. They weren't commanded to have Bris Mila, which Bris Mila, of course, is associated with eight. This week, Ben Shmoinas Yomim Yimoil, and it's the eighth mitzvah that was given after the Zion mitzvahs. And interestingly, that this Shabbos is the eighth day of the eighth month. Well, we learn about the eighth mitzvah, and we are in a year that ends with a ches. So this is a very mesugaldik a week to connect with the number eight. Ches, Cheshvan, Tov Shinayin, Ches, where we learn about mitzvah number eight, given after the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach. A Yid connects to that which is futuristic. A Yid connects to that which is eternal. Because the Neshama is a Chelek Elokami Ma'al, which Avraham Avinu was the first Yid to attain that Neshama, and which is passed down all the way till Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. And therefore, Avraham Avinu was the first to bring this concept of me to the world. In the Haftarah, we read, this week's Haftarah, in Lech Lecha, we read, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. And that pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu. The Medrash says, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. Who awoke? Who stirred mankind from the east? Who was this person who woke everyone up? Avraham Avinu, of course. The Medrash actually says, Heir with an ayin becomes Heir with an aleph. How does the pasuk begin? Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. Again, Mi Fo'al V'Asa. The last Mishnah in Yuma. Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael. Mi Mitahir Eschem. V'lifnei Mi Atem Mitaharin. Mi. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. This is this level, which is referred to in this forum as Mi. Later we'll have it in Bayer. Mi Milel Avraham. Which Mi, Begamatria Nun. That's the level that Avram was aspiring to reach. Lech lecha, lecha, Begamatria 50. Lecha is kol, ki chol b'ashamayim b'v'oretz, kol is the midah of Yisoid. Lech lecha, Avram, you are going to go to reach this level of Nun, and you will insert the Mem Yud, the Mi. You'll bring that into the world, and when we do that, Sheini becomes Shmini. Because if you put me into Shemini, you get Shemini. In other words, by us connecting to Hashem, by us growing, and despite the trials and the tribulations and the Nisyonis, we grow from those Nisyonis. I saw it in the Sfarim this week. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha doesn't only mean go away from the Artzius, go away from the Gashmius. It means you grow despite, of you grow from the Artzius. Because you have to deal with Artzius, and you do, and you eat, and you drink, it doesn't say you should refrain. Before Matan Torah, before there was this concept of connecting Gashmius and Ruchnius, the only way to serve God, the only way to serve Hashem would be to refrain from Gashmius. Like the priests, at least that's what they say they do. They refrain from the Gashmias. We don't believe in that. We believe, no, you don't refrain. You elevate the Gashmias. You deal with it, you grow with it, and you turn the Gashmias into Ruchnias. So Sheini becomes Shmini. Yerach Bul, which means withering and decomposition. Hu Achaydish Hashemini, which Shmini 8, that's the number associated with the future. That's the number associated with Moshiach, who also has in his name Mem Yud. In Moshiach, you have a Mem Yud as well. Which Shmini is Lamailam and Hateva. Shmini is Nitzchius. That's what a mitzvah accomplishes, and that's what Bris Mila does. Brisi Bivsarchem, as the Pasuk says in this week's parasha. It's in the flesh, which flesh decomposes. But the bris is on in the flesh. The mitzvah of bris mila is in the body. It's our chaysam. It's our seal. The chaysam ois bris kodesh. The krisa of the arla, the removal of the arla, the revelation, the gilui of the atara, which is mila and the priya, in the basar hagashmi, in the physical body that normally rots and decomposes, makes it eternal. And so does every mitzvah. Putting tefillin on one's hand, the hand becomes eternal. And that's why every part of the body that had a mitzvah done with will be resurrected. We're going to be zeichet to tchiyas hamezim, which the concept of tchiyas hamezim means that even that which is mess, even that which dies, even that which decomposes and doesn't exist anymore, becomes alive again. Because a Jew infuses chiyus into even that which eventually dies. Tzadikim b'misosam kruyim chayim. Even when they deal with that which dies, they bring life into it. On the other hand, rishoyim b'chayeyem kruyim mesim. Even when they deal with that which is spiritual, it's not for the right reason, so it dies. Which Rashi quoted at the end of Parashas Noach, v'yamos terach b'choram, that he is considered dead because rishoyim af b'chayeyem kruyim mesim. And then he adds, v'hatzadikim. Who's talking about a tzaddik? We're talking about Terach. Because we're talking about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the tzaddik. And Avram Avinu begins a new avodah of making that which is dead alive. Making that which decomposes and rots and withers away eternal. Putting the me, the mem yud, and the sheni so it becomes shmini. Bul, yerach bul hu achaydash hashmini. Brisi b'psarcha. So what's the lech lecha? Besides that lecha equal to nun sharei bina, reaching this high level of nun sharei bina, if one says, like, what are we talking about over here, in practical terms, not that we really know what nun sharei bina are, but someone who reaches the level of nun means he reached a pure level of emuna. Emuna is the shar hanun. Even if he does not understand, like we read this, v'hemin b'Hashem v'yachsheveh haloy tzedak. Avram is the roish l'maminim. Emuna is the shar hanun. That's the opposite of the shar hanun of tumah, which is kfira, minus, denying everything, atheism. That's nun. That's the shar hanun of tumah. Emuna is the shar hanun of kedusha. Who is the one who negated the shar hanun of kedusha? Amalek. Amalek is mentioned for the first time in this week's parasha. Even though he's not alive yet. Esav wasn't even born. So Al Shem Ha'osid, as Rashi says, Amalek is mentioned here, and when we talk about the war of the four and the five kings, we mention here, Vayaku es kol sedei ha'amaleki. So Rashi says, Adayin lo inoy, he wasn't born yet, v'nikra Al Shem Ha'osid. Perhaps Beremez, the Torah mentions Amalek here in the first parasha, in where we begin Shnei Alofim Torah, Olam HaTikun. We talk about Avram Avinu, Roish L'Maminim V'Hemin B'Hashem, so there's Bechira. When there's an Avraham, there's going to be a Le'umazah. The Le'umazah of Avram is really Nimrod. And Yitzchak has Esav, or Yishmael, and Yaakov has Esav. But in history of Klal Yisrael, who was the counter force? Who was the Misnaget to Avram? Who was the Misnaget to Emunah? That's Amalek. That's Akrav, as we spoke. That's the mazel of Mar Cheshvan, Akrav, which is a scorpion, because this is the month of Scorpio, which a scorpion freezes. The difference between a scorpion and a snake is that the snake, his bite burns, and the scorpion's bite, as the Gemara says, freezes. Because the Akrav brings krirus, kaltkeit, coolness, all that excitement of Chodesh Tishrei, cool off, get back to normal. That's Amalek, Asher Korcha Baderech. A yid has to constantly be growing and getting higher and higher from day to day. That's the avodah of a yid. Status quo is no good. A Jew, you cannot stay on the same level every day, because either you're going to go up or you go down. It's like climbing a steep mountain, as old tzaddikim said. So if you climb a steep mountain, you don't stop, because if you stop, you're going to slide down. You have to constantly go and look up until you reach the top. That's lech lecha. A Jew has to always be going. A Jew has to be traveling. But the only time that one really reaches his true potential, when a person really finds out who he is when he has to deal with nisyonos. When everything is wonderful, when everything is beautiful, you don't really see what you're capable of accomplishing, what you're capable of doing. But when you have to deal with the nisyonos, when you have to deal with tests and difficulties, that's when the true nitzotz hayahadus, the yechidah shebenefesh, the pintaliyid, comes out and shines. Avram Avinu has to deal with 10 nisyonos. Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avram Avinu v'amad b'chulam is all in these two parashiyos. Lech lecha v'ayera. And that's where Avraham Avinu discovers who he is. He discovers his true essence. He discovers his true being, who he really is, because he goes through all these nesiyonos and passes them one by one, especially when it comes to the final test, where it says again, Lech Lecha, when he brings Yitzchak to the Akedah. So Lecha here means go and find who you are. Lech Lecha, Mehusecha v'atzmusecha, your essence, your being. You are not going to know it until you go through these nesiyonos. And as we talk about Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan, you're not going to know it if you stay in an atmosphere of Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, as mentioned already many times, everyone is doing the right thing. We're all doing it because everyone else is doing it. It's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be in Shul. You're supposed to be in the Sukkah. Ne'ilah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah with the Shofar. So of course, we're on a high level. Now, we're at that, even though we're in the week of Zion Cheshvan, but still, Tishrei has passed. We're now in Mar Cheshvan. We're now in Yerach Abul. We're in the Shechaydash, which was once called Sheni, which we have to make sure becomes Shmini. And we have to deal with an outside world. We have to deal with Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu comes to Eretz Yisrael. He finally gets there. And Vayihi Rov Ba'aretz. There's a hunger. And he's tested again. And he has to go down to Mitzrayim. And there he has the issue with his wife, with Sar Imri Na'achai Si'ot. And he's not meharher. What we see about Avraham Avinu is he's never meharher. It means he never asks questions. Doesn't mean he doesn't have. But he doesn't let those questions get in the way. He doesn't question Hashem. He does what Hashem tells him to do, despite that it makes absolutely no sense to him at the time, because he doesn't understand. But the Akedah, for example, he thinks that means he's supposed to slaughter Yitzchak. He doesn't realize that it means only bring him up to the mountain. It doesn't mean shech them. That later he realizes that's what Hashem meant. Hashem never deviated in one bit. Does it seem that that's what he was supposed to be doing? And Avraham Avinu has behirus in his emunah is so clear. It's so the clarity that Avraham Avinu has. And remember, this is a person that wasn't born into this. He was not born into a family. You have people talk about such emunah by individuals, and they yarshin it from their parents, and they saw it at home, and their zayda was like that, and the baba was like that, and they would hear it all the time. But Avraham Avinu, you can't say that, because he never heard that. His father didn't talk like that. His mother didn't talk like that. His grandfather didn't talk like that. And his entire generation didn't talk like that. And he had no mentor that taught him that either. So Avraham Avinu came to this recognition totally on his own. And that's what makes Avraham the greatest. As it says in Divrei HaYomim, he's called Ha'odom HaGodol Bo'anokim. In a certain respect, he is the greatest, because he had no teacher. So he came here on his own. He developed, even though he had a negative upbringing, and his upbringing, his background, was not mitzad hakadusha at all. And that's a tremendous lesson and a chizuk to every one of us. It doesn't matter what our past was. It doesn't matter if someone first does what he's supposed to at the age of 40, at the age of 50, at the age of 60. It does. Rabbi Akiva didn't start till he was 40. Avraham Avinu, according to one opinion, didn't start till he was 48. So it doesn't matter what one's past is about. That doesn't make a difference at all when it comes to being a Yid. It's at the moment. The moment you decide that that's what I want to do, and from now on I want to do the right thing, and my past is over with. Ayamos terach b'choron, says the Imrei Emes, the Torah juxtaposes. Ayamos terach b'choron, v'ayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. As far as Avram is concerned, terach is dead. Vayomos terach b'choron. That means Avram's past is gone. He's a new person. He's a new individual. He's a new being. He's been transformed now into the first Yid, the first Jew. And he grows with each passing test until eventually he finds who he realizes more and more his potential and who he really is. So the Torah, therefore, is teaching us by calling the name of the parasha is Lech Lecha. That's the Avodah of a Yid at all times. Every day and every year, every month, as long as we're alive on this world, it has to be Lech Lecha. That you have to be constantly going greater and greater. We have to be today a better Yid than we were yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to be a better Yid than we were today. Similar to what the Yid HaKadosh, there was the famous the Yid HaKadosh, he was called the Holy Jew. Because he used to always say, compared to what I am today, yesterday I wasn't Jewish. And compared to what I'm going to be tomorrow, today I'm not. Every day he was getting, reaching higher levels in Yahadus, higher levels in Yiddishkeit, higher levels in Avodas Hashem, because the truth is, it's infinite. A person could never say, okay, Atkan, I reached the highest level possible, there's nothing more to do. When you're talking about Avodas Hashem, who is infinite, whatever we do is not enough. We say in Nishmas, Ilu Pinu Mole Shira Kayam, Ulishwane Narina Kahamain Galav, we'll never finish. You can praise Hashem from now till eternity and you'll never be finished. What there is to praise Him for. We don't even know half or even a millionth of what there really is to praise Him for. Whatever we think we know. In a way, I saw this in the Divrei Yisrael, that could bring a person to, it could be a little down, thinking like, oh, whatever I do, it's not worth much. So that's why Divrei Yisrael quotes from his father, that quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. That's why Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Ani Kel Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud. So Shin Dalid Yud means, one interpretation, She'omar lo ilomai dai. Hashem created the world, and said, let there be a firmament, and everything would just spread. So he said, stop. Omar lo ilomai dai. Otherwise the world would still be creating itself. Who knows, as great as it is, as vast as the universe is, there is an end to it. She'amar lo ilam haydai. Here Rashi says, She'yesh dai be'elokusi l'chol berya. I have the sufficient godliness to every creation. What exactly does that mean? So he quotes from his father, the Divrei Yisrael of Majlis, who quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, that a person should never feel like, what am I doing? Whatever I do, it's not enough. So I'm never really serving Hashem anyway. I may as well just stop. Don't worry. Hashem says "Dai." Dai means Hashem says enough. I'm happy with what you did. That's sufficient. Hashem himself says, you don't have to do more. You do whatever you could. Even if it's not every, it's good. I'm happy. I'm happy what you do. Because the truth is we can never ever really reach the levels that really we should be reaching. We can't. We have a Yetzirah. We have to deal with Parnassa. We have to sleep. We have to eat and drink. We have to deal with an outside world. So no one could really reach a level where it's not possible that he can go beyond that because it's infinite. So, but a Yid has to know that every day I'm moving, I'm growing, I'm getting higher and higher, like Moshe Rabbeinu, even the last day of his life, Vayelech Moshe. The other parasha that has the same name as this, almost, is Vayelech. And when was that? The last day of Moshe's life. That means the last day of his life, he was still climbing. He was still growing. He was still going. He wasn't lying in some nursing home. So he was going and going and going until the last minute, nonstop. As long as the neshama was in him, he was constantly serving Hashem, reaching the highest levels humanly possible to attain in this world. Lech lecha. Go, and that's where you find yourself. And going means dealing with Artzacha and Moladetacha and Beis Avicha and Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says Avram went to Mitzrayim. Vayal Avram mi Mitzrayim. Avram has an aliyah from dealing with Mitzrayim. Because he deals with the Meitzar, with the constraints, with the Nisyonos, he has an aliyah. That's when you grow. You grow when you deal with an Nisyon. Sometimes we pass, sometimes we don't pass. We don't always pass every test. Avram Avinu did. We don't always pass every test, and that's not a reason to despair and say, forget it, I'm not even trying anymore. You do it again. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. We grow from our mistakes. A person grows in Torah after making many mistakes and saying the wrong svaras. That's how you come to the truth. It's not always right, not always true. Even in the Gemara, you see the Shakla v'tariya. One part of the Gemara introduces one svar, then the Gemara negates that svar, then the Shakla V'tariya back and forth till you come to the Emes. That's the way you grow. There are going to be falls. The Nisyonos, that's what we're here for. That's when you grow. Not if everything is just easy and simple and status quo. I don't want to deal with Nisyonos. I'm just going to daven every day the same way I did yesterday and tomorrow, and I'm going to learn just what I learned every day, just this and that, and that's it. And I'm going to give the exact amount of tzedakah every day. First of all, besides, that's a boring life. You don't grow from that. We grow when we aspire to greatness and to be greater every day than the day before, and that despite that there are nisyonos, we grow from those nisyonos. Now, of course, we say al tivayeini the day nisyon the loyli day bizayon, because many times nisyonos unfortunately lead to bizayonos, which we know. We don't ask for it, but those nisyonos that Hashem gives us, ein hakadosh baruch hu b'trunya im b'riyosav. They're part of our makeup. That's part of our chelkei hanefesh. We have to deal with those nisyonos. Every nisyon that a person is given by Hashem himself, not one that a person enters in on his own free will, which he should not do. A person shouldn't say, well, I'm going to go to places where I'm not allowed, so I'll be able to be oimid b'nisyon. Of course not. But if the nisyonos that come from Hashem, that were preordained, that's part of our chelik hanesham, that's part of our avodah, part of our tikkunei hanefesh, something which we have to deal with, we can't not deal with it, because that's how we're going to grow, by dealing with it, and we grow from those nisyonos. And that's what we see with Avraham Avinu in these two parashas of Lech Lecha Vayera. So this is the parasha that contains the first mitzvah given to the first Jew, the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Bris Milah was also a nisyon. For Avraham Avinu was a nisyon. He's 99 years old. His friends, most of them tell him, don't do it. And some of them even tell it to him, mitzad hakedusha, that you're not allowed to do it, because it says you're not allowed to take blood from, you're not allowed to cut yourself. Yachas dimchem l'napshe sechem edrash, you're not allowed to wound yourself. And that's one of the reasons that Mefarshim say, if Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah before it was given, so why didn't he have a bris milah? How come he waited for Hashem to tell him to have a bris milah when he did everything else? Because he wasn't allowed to have a bris milah before. Some say because Akum is not allowed to have a bris, but even if not that, you're not allowed to prick yourself to bleed. You're not allowed to bleed. Mali kotla, kula mali kotla palga. For a goy especially, it's a very serious thing. For a ben noyach. So Avraham Avinu was not allowed to have a bris. But now it's a mitzvah. Now he has a bris. And now he enters into the covenant with Hashem. The Mishnah in the Dorim says, G'doyla mila shenichrisu aleho shloish esrei brisos. When with Bris Mila, there are 13 brisos that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu with every single yid, because all of us are zoicha to be machnis ourselves, I mean our children, but brisos shel Avraham Avinu. So it's all one hemshich from the beginning, from the first bris, the bris of Avraham Avinu. That all starts here. That's this week's parasha. What we say in davening, Atahu Hashem Elokim Hashem Bocharta be'Avraham, everything is in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu was told everything that's going to happen from the beginning till the end. He was told in the Bris Bein Abisorim, he was told everything that's going to happen, as we see in the Bris Bein Abisorim, he was told about all the Goliaths, he was told about Yetzias Mitzrayim, he was told about the Geula Ha'asida, Vayeret Ha'ayit Al Ha'pegorim. David HaMelech is going to try to wipe out the nations. He's not going to be able to, as Rashi says, it's not going to happen when Mashiach will come. Ein Menichem Oysam and Ashi Yavim Melech HaMashiach, Vayashev Oysam Avram. Everything that happened in history to Klal Yisrael and their surroundings are all rooted in this week's parasha. And in the war with the four kings and the five kings. That war was the first world war. World War I, we all think, happened in 1914. World War I was in Parshas Lech Lecha. And all the mulchamos that happened later on in history are all rooted in that mulchama, including mulchamas Gog u'Magog, which Mashiach will emerge from that war. Just like Avraham Avinu emerged as Nesi Eloikim from this war here between the four and the five kings, so to Mashiach, everything that happened with Avraham Avinu was a metaphor, and everything that happened with him, Maisa of a Simon Levonim, is going to happen. It happened and will happen, and throughout history has all been paved through the Avos, and especially Avraham Avinu. The Divrei Yisrael, again, the Majlisah writes that when we talk about the Mulchama of the four kings and the five kings, it's four and five. He says the Neshama has five parts. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, as we mentioned here many times, Naran, Chai. The Guf is four, because the Guf, the body, is composed from four components: fire, wind, water, and earth. Esh, Mayim, Ruach, Ofer. And as the Pasuk says over here, with the four and the five kings, that the four were victorious over the five. Which means that in this world, normally, the body which the body is composed of four, overpowers, unfortunately, the neshama. So we need Hashem's help here. So Avraham Avinu came to the aid of the four kings. Avraham Avinu comes to the aid of the four kings against the five, because if not for Avraham, the four would have beaten the five. Meaning, the body, which has the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh HaBahamas, which controls it, is really stronger than the neshama, which has, even the neshama, Baruch Nis is obviously more powerful. But when the neshama is in the body, it's trapped. It's like in jail. So the Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizer, without Hashem's help, without the Torah Tavlin, without Shmiras HaMitzvahs, without Emunah, it's not possible for the Guf, for the Neshama rather, to overpower the Guf. With Hashem's help, with the Torah, with the Mitzvahs, then we're able to be Magbir, the Yetzer Tov, over the Yetzer Hara, which Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu reached Umatzasas Levavai Neman Lefanecha, the highest level of his gabris of the Yetzer Hara over the Yetzer Tov. As the Yerushalmi says in Brachas, that in that respect he was greater than David HaMelech, because David killed his Yetzer Hara, V'libi Cholal Bekirbi, he carved out his heart. As he killed, as the Gemara says, Harogai Betainis, he's fasted and he was misagev himself so much that he actually got rid of his Yetzer Hara. So he had no Yetzer Hara anymore. Avraham did more than that. Avraham was Mahapech his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. You have to ask Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'shnei tzorecha b'yetzer tov b'yetzer hara u'matzasa es levavai neman levavai with the two bays two levavai is Yetzer Hara Yetzer Tov. Both are patriotic. The Yetzer Tov is also loyal. The Yetzer Hara is also loyal to Hashem because Avraham Avinu turned the Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. The fact that he did that doesn't mean that only he can do that. The fact that he did that, and we're told that he did that, means that everyone can do that, if we want. Because all that Avraham Avinu did, he paved the way for us. In fact, it made it easier for us, because he had no one to teach it to him, and he was the first one. But by him paving the path, made it easier for all future generations, and even our generation, as difficult as it is today, because the Yetzer Haras that we have today are beyond that they ever were. A Yid has Bekayach, if he wants, if he's Mekayim, the tzivli of the Torah of Lech Lecha, and overcoming and learning from the Nisya, not running away, but dealing with the Nisyanis, elevating the Gashmias. Sometimes you do have to run away, obviously. There's certain times that you got to run, but sometimes there's things you have to deal with. Learning how to deal with things, growing from the Nisyanis, we can reach the same levels as Avraham Avinu and Zeicha to the highest Madregas. Like Avraham Avinu did, as the Medrash tells us, Lech Lecha here, Lech Lecha there. That's Lech Lecha at the end of Parshas Vayera. That's the Akedah. With the expression Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu became what he became. Because in these two words, the Chasam Sofer quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says that Lech Lecha is the Oisius Lichluch, which means dirt. Remove the dirt. Remove the iniquities. Avraham Avinu was constantly removing the iniquities of his past, because there was lichluch on his neshama. He was not born holy, so he had to deal with the lichluch. He had to deal with the dirt. He had to remove the dirt of the past in order to shine. That's what we find at the beginning of the parasha. It doesn't say Vayera Hashem el Avraham. Just Vayomer. There's no revelation yet. Till afterwards, it says, after Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz, after he enters Eretz Yisrael, then Vayera Hashem El Avram, Hashem appears to Avram. After he passes the first test, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Mimaratecha, and he removes the Lichluch, then Vayera Elav Hashem. That's the first Vayera. The Vayera is grow. We come to a higher level, which is the next week's parasha, after the Bris Milah, a much higher revelation. And all of this we read in this month. The month that was created with the letter Nun, Himlech Ois Nun. Because the goal is to reach the Nun. You cannot reach the Nun if you don't go through the Nisyanis of life. If you don't deal with the Artzius, the Gashmius, and you're not Mizgabra over the Yetzer Hara, either to knock him out, to destroy him, or to transform him into a Yetzer Tov, you cannot reach this level of Nun. And that's the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan. Dafke in Mar Cheshvan, this happens. Not in Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, perhaps we could say, we went out of the Tumah. That was like, the Pasha doesn't start off, Tsei Me'ar Tzecha. Because Avram did that already. He went out from Ur Kastan. Now the Avodah is Lech Lecha, meaning, Tishrei, we're out. We had a Yom Kippur. We were forgiven. Our averus were removed. We reached the level of chatoechem kashonim kashelig yalbinu. So now what? We went out already. Now comes Lech Lecha. Now we are placed into a month where there are going to be nesiyonos. We're going to have to deal with the outside world. And now we'll see whether we really removed ourselves from the iniquities in Chodesh Tishrei. Because if we didn't, we're going to fall very fast. It's not going to take much for a person. It doesn't take much for a person to fall. That nun could either be nefila. It could end up chas v'shalom in the nun shari tumah, or it could be the nun shari kedusha. That's why in the olam ha-yeshivas, and everything is b'hashgacha, this new zman starts Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and all the yeshivas, they start learning. Because now's the time to toil and to delve into Torah, especially those who are in yeshiva, and those who are not. So they have to, if the person who's working, so he's Isaac and he's being Maile the Gashmi, he's dealing with the outside world, he's Kaveya Itim, he makes sure to daven with a minyan, he does his avodah l'shem shamayim, and those who are in yeshiva, bachrim that are in yeshiva, or yungalite that are in yeshiva, so they start mar cheshvan. Tishrei is not the haschalas hazman. The haschalas hazman is dafka mar cheshvan. When we go into the plain month, yerach bul, the Shari Yisachar said that the words bul, beis vav lamed, beis is the first letter of the Torah, vav is the middle of the Torah, that's the vav of gachayim, and lamed is the last letter of the Torah, because in this Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, a person has to be Isaac in Torah, because the Torah enables us to deal with the Yerach Bul Hu HaChodesh Hashmini, inserting the Mem Yud, the Mi, in the Sheni, which becomes Shmini. The first place that Avram goes when he enters Eretz Yisrael is Shechem, Ad Mekoyim Shechem. What's Shechem? That's where they were Mekabel the Torah. Rashi says here they were Mekabel Shvuas HaTorah, Ad Mekoyim Shechem is Begematria 620. Those are the 620 mitzvahs, Tayag Min HaTorah, Zion Midrabanon. Avram enters Eretz Yisrael. It's the first thing he goes to Mekoyim Shechem. That's what Kabbalah, that's what there was like a sort of Kabbalah's HaTorah over there later when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Har Grizim and Har Evel. That's the first place that Avram Avinu goes, Ad Mekoyim Shechem, Rosh HaTevah, Shin Memayin, Oil Malchus Shamayim. We now are in that month. In this month, this is where the challenge is. This is where a Jew can grow. The Lech Lecha is Dafka in Mar Cheshvan, not in Tishrei, because in Tishrei you're not really traveling. In Tishrei, you're getting everything from on high. The traveling begins when you have to deal with the Nisyonis. That starts in Mar Cheshvan, that starts in Yerach Bul, where we change Sheni to Shmini, and there we find out who we truly are, because then we discover our real essence, and whether or not in Tishrei, we did remove ourselves. We did get out of we did remove the lichluch and the psoilus like the way it should have been. If we did, it's not going to be hard to deal with Mar Cheshvan. Because that Tishrei is the month where we were given all the koichas to be able to deal with the Mar Cheshvan. But the lechlucha is dafka now, and that lechlucha leads to vayera, that leads to true revelation, because true revelation comes from a concealment. When there was a concealment, and then afterwards you zoicha to a light, like it says, ki siroin ha'or min ha'choshech, as the pasuk says in Kehelis. The or that comes from the choshech is much greater than the or by itself. After the ha'oretz ha'isa soyhu v'avoyhu v'choshech, v'ayomer alakim yehi or v'ayehi or. They would be zoichetaka to utilize all of this, to take all of this very seriously, that everything you learn about Avraham Avinu over here, take it to heart, and in our own daily lives, follow in his footsteps. He's our forefather. He's the patriarch. He's the Av HaMoyim Goyim. From him we come. From him we learn how to serve Hashem. The devotion that Avraham Avinu had, the unbelievable devotion that he had to do whatever Hashem told him to do, no matter what, whether it was understandable, whether it was against his teva, and his teva was to be a rachamon, his teva was chesed. And with the arrival of Avraham Avinu, there's chesed. This week we should be zaychetaka to chesed, to rachamim, to share rachamim. We should be zeicha only to midas harachamim, midas hachesed, and to all the brachas as we read this week. Ve'ezcha l'goy gadoil, ve'avarechecha, ve'agadol l'shemecha, ve'heyei b'racha, ve'avarecha mevarachecha. This whole parasha is a parasha beginning with bracha that Avraham Avinu was promised. All the haftachas that we have here in the parasha, including, of course, that Eretz Yisrael, the land of 10 nations, which in this week's parasha you have all 10, including Keni, Kenizi, Kadmaini, become ours. When Mashiach will come, we'll be zeicha then to all of that we read about in this week's parasha, and it will be zeicha taka to connect to the highest levels, to reach the level of Nun, and to find out who we really are, and be zeicha to the true lech lecha, to halicha amitis. And as the pasuk says, v'eshalcha baruchava, v'hishalachti b'seichach, and when we are mekayim the lech lecha, Hashem says, v'hishalachti b'seichachem, I will go among you, I will be with you. It will be zeicha to see that all immediately, and to be zeicha to what, as we mentioned, the Yalkut Shemayni says, that the Bayis Hashlishi, the eternal house, the eternal base, will be dedicated in the month of Marcheshma. We'll be zeicha to it immediately, and everyone should have a great Shabbos, and a great Zion Cheshvan, especially this Shabbos, which is the eighth day of the eighth month in a year that ends with a Ches. As we mentioned, that this is a very, very unique year, a year that ends with a Ches, because most events that happen in the history of Klal Yisrael happen in a year that ends with a Ches. And this year, Tovshin Ayin Ches, B'gematria Pekoit Pekadeti, when it'll be Zeicha to experience and see the Geula with our Avishachazena, Einayna B'Shuvacha L'Tzion B'Rachamim.